Welcome to Common Ground. My name is Pat Casal. I'm your host, and we have Dean Schulman. He's our co-host, and we are here to talk about, well, I guess you could talk about what's going on. A lot of, you know, despite the fact that many people are thinking, oh my God, Donald Trump got beat. Oh, wow. But yet, there's so much angst out there. 70 million people voted for Donald Trump. How could that be? That means they're all racists. The country is divided. It's split. But the election was full of surprises, folks. Mail-in balloting was a mess. Trump did better amongst minority voters, and Biden prevails. Yet the GOP may still hold the key in the Senate. Who's the biggest losers? The biggest losers in politics this week was identity politics and the pollsters. How is it possible that the pollsters could be so wrong on so many different races? We're going to talk about that, and we want you to join in. What do you think about the pollsters? Do you think the pollsters are valid? Did they overstate their case because they figured if they do that, nobody will come out and vote? I mean, what the hell? About 145 million people are going to have voted. This is the largest amount of voting in American history. It's crazy. And yet, you know, who could really be the biggest loser? It may not be Donald Trump. It could be Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. There's so many things going on. America choosing a divided government speaks volumes. They don't want the government to dictate, it looks like. They want the government to govern the way they're supposed to and not tell us or dictate how we do run our lives.
So, hey, Pat. So, Joe Biden just finished his speech, and I imagine you didn't get a chance to hear it. But his whole speech was about unity. He stressed unity. He's the president for all of America, not just the people that voted for him.
Absolutely.
And his whole speech was dedicated to stating unity and how he wants unity and enough of the divisiveness and people should be able to get along and Congress should be able to get along and how they need to find ways to cooperate. They just have to. So, I mean, that's his first statement that he made. Besides, well, his actual first statement was about COVID. He stated some things that, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans disagreed with, or Trump and Biden disagreed with, and that's, you know, getting COVID under control and in a way that we can manage our economy and move forward, because, you know, the things that are important to people, you know, weddings, anniversaries, graduations, et cetera.
Work.
So we can get back to that, the stuff that's important to people. And, you know, so he stressed that, you know, getting COVID under control is number one and unity is number two, really.
You ever think, though, maybe that he gets the message? I mean, we do have, I mean, identity politics died this year.
Well,
I mean, in a lot of ways, it really did.
Yeah, or it's gotten stronger. I'm not sure which.
Well, no, when you look at the pollsters, it really is kind of amazing that they were, for example, when you look at Lindsey Graham, you look at the Cunningham race up to a week ago,
Susan Collins, the most amazing one is Susan Collins, because the second Sarah Gideon in Maine got the Democratic nomination, Susan Collins was never ahead in any poll, not one.
She was down double digits,
and in South Carolina, I didn't think that the Lindsey Graham would lose. In South Carolina, I didn't anticipate him losing. I look at it more. I'm wondering. I know this is kind of a conspiracy theory, but a lot of money comes into those state economies. When you say the race is close, or in situations like with Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and Susan Collins, and, you know, the polls look a certain way, and it drives people to vote, and it drives people to spend money on both sides. I mean, you're talking most. You know, the Lindsey Graham. What was his opponent's name? James Harrison.
Wasn't he a president of the United States once before?
I don't know. Was that his name?
There was a James Harrison. Yeah. I think you're right.
Is that his name, the person who ran against Lindsey Graham?
I believe you're right. Yes.
And so the money that came into that state, you understand that it was the most expensive Senate race in history, from what I understand. And all that money went directly from wealthy, you know, Republicans and Democrats straight to the economy of South Carolina.
And not from South Carolina.
So I look at that like we were talking about this earlier. if I was the mayor of a city or the governor and there was a close race in certain races, I'd be calling both sides saying, hey, this is close. We need more. You know, you better spend some money here. You know, I mean, it just benefits South Carolina.
Yeah, but you know what's – look at – I mean, they were talking that Mitch McConnell was in serious trouble.
Right. Oh, no.
He won by 30 points.
I know. He wasn't even close. Susan Collins, too, wasn't even close.
Hey, the phone number is 702-257-5396. That's 702-257-5396. We go to the phones. We have Steve. He thinks the polling was fairly accurate.
Really?
Yeah. Hi, guys. Good evening. What I want to say is I checked about five polls. One of them was a Princeton poll. I don't know if I checked Rasmussen. This is over time. And I was stunned. I said, and it really scared me. I said, they got him losing by a lot, average, Pat and Dean, by 85 points. So to me, they were in the ballpark. I'm not happy about it. Believe me when I tell you. But they forget the fact, the cheating factor. That five.
Wait, whoa. You said 85. How did he lose by 85 points?
Well, okay. Go ahead. What's the final? What's the final score going to be? You think? What is it?
What, nationally or electoral?
Electoral college.
Oh, it's going to be the exact opposite of Trump.
You're talking the electoral college? Okay. When you said 85 points, you had me blown away on that.
Well, if it stays the way it is, it's 306 to 260 to 240 something or 50. Exactly the number that Trump won by in 2016. It's the exact reverse, from what I understand.
Okay.
Assuming Georgia holds.
I thought he was going to end up losing at one point, you know, looking a few days ago by 70, 80 points. But look, they didn't figure in, you know, the cheating, too, because, I don't know, let me just say this, guys. You go to a Trump rally, I didn't go, but this average of 20,000 people. You go to a Biden rally, there's 57 people. Cher came here on the Las Vegas Strip and performed a show. I think about 25 people showed up. Does the result seem honest to you?
Yeah, why? How could you doubt it? What do you think happened? How do you think people got vote? You think people snuck Biden votes in there? I mean, there is no evidence of fraud anywhere.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's not true.
Pat, you could say that is true. You could say there's fraud in every state.
No. I'm going to tell you right now.
All examples of fraud.
You just said there was no examples of fraud in Nevada. They have a lot of fraud going on. There's a reason for the argument. I mean, I've seen what they were talking about. I personally.
Can I ask you a question?
Not on the TV. Listen. Live. I was in the room with the attorney.
Listen, Pat, they went in front of the judge yesterday. They went in front of Judge Andrew Gordon. He dismissed. They had two parts to their case. One is the transparency of letting Republican members in to view the votes. And they brought one person with them, one person. And the same goes for the signature verification was accurate. They were disputing whether signature verification was accurate, and they brought one person as a witness. The judge dismissed it in 2 seconds.
So the person that signed an affidavit today?
What?
There's a person who today signed an affidavit that's you're going to hear about it Monday, who said that there were certain signatures that weren't verified, that his boss told them it was okay. You're saying that's not true? Then you listen. The news just reported it just now on our radio station.
Listen,
just now.
Pat, when we'll see what the judge says.
I'm just going to sit here and tell you. The judge
Trump's
may throw things out.
Lawsuits on Monday.
Let me just say this. At the end of the day, Steve and Dean, in all honesty, I said this the other day too. I knew he was done once they got into Wednesday when I woke up in the morning and saw the transition.
Right.
Whether or not he cheated or not, that's irrelevant to me. You know what's relevant? How we look worldwide. When my clients are calling me, international clients are calling me going, what the hell is wrong with your country? You're now a banana republic? What the hell is going on?
Because they think they cheated? Somebody actually said you cheated?
Let me say this to you, Dean. Let's assume that the worst on this one, that Trump goes to court and wins and becomes president. That would suck. You know how bad that would be for our country right now? You know how bad it would be? Horrible. How about this? He goes to court. They clearly indicate that there was some cheating, but it wouldn't make a difference.
Right.
How bad is that for Biden? Biden and Trump are both the losers, but you know who really loses? The American people. This is a big problem.
Well, here's the thing, Pat.
We need to do things better
here's
than we
the
do.
Thing. Joe Biden just won by almost the exact same margins in every state that Trump won, beat Hillary by in 2016.
I'm going to sit.
Almost exact.
I'm going to sit here. That's not the point. I know what you're saying, but look, if you take the mail-in ballots out.
What?
You take out the mail-in ballots, Trump rolled. Bottom line is this, Dean.
Take out the mail-in ballots, you're saying that they
No, what I'm telling you is we have to change what we've learned this year for sure.
Let's get
And the Republicans are going to have to wake up and smell the coffee as well. We need to do voter registration properly, and we need to have proper identification when you vote. Well, if you don't have that, we don't have that system. We don't have a system that balances. Steve, what do you think?
In this day and age, we're with the technology that we have. We've discussed this that
we have to fix the system.
That we can't fix the voting system. It's crazy. But can I? But listen,
let Steve talk.
Just for a minute. I appreciate what you guys are saying. You know, they said, and this is a rumor, I'm going to say it's a rumor, I'm not 100% sure, but it sounded interesting. When Hugo Chavez ran, he had one of his buddies ran a voting machine company. Listen to what they did. They installed a chip so every vote for his opponent counted as a half a point, a half a vote. Every vote for him counted as two. So actually that's a ratio of 4-1. Now, George Soros, in all the states that Trump got slammed, but it was ahead in the beginning, has ownership or some kind of conniving into these machines.
Oh, No. Let's not go there. That's total QAnon conspiracy theory. It's not true. It's fake news. Listen, there's no question. They at the Black Hat convention in Las Vegas, where all the hackers show up once a year. Yeah. They have a whole thing like who can hack into the voting machine first. You know, so, but don't tell me it's just Democrats. Are you kidding?
All right, but let's say this, Dean.
You know, you're just going to say Democrats cheat and Republicans don't. I mean, that's just, absurd to me. I can't even freaking fathom it.
The good point you guys made, and you always do, but, you know, what Pat said about look at the fool we're going to look like in the rest of the world. Look at the distortion it's going to give to the honesty of our elective process.
We don't look like we're an honest nation.
But that's because Trump's made the accusations for 6 months now.
I agree with you.
Hillary didn't make those accusations. She didn't like losing and had a hard time wondering what she was going to do because she thought she was going to win. But she didn't make those accusations. She didn't say, okay, I'm going to fight this because you rigged the election.
Dean, let him talk.
Okay.
No, I was going to say, even if it goes to court, the one thing they're going to need is probably not going to have it. And guess what? If it does go to court, the Supreme Court is not going to rule that once the election was made, it's invalid, because that would be a fiat of judging who's going to be the president. And the Supreme Court is not going to do that, because that's saying anytime there's a dispute, instead of people electing the president, the Supreme Court's going to elect
That'll become the Supreme Court electing the president.
So a fiat or decision, whatever, that's not going to be right. So I don't think that's going to happen. But listen, you guys keep up the good work.
Right.
I'm listening all the time, and I will continue to listen, all right?
It would be really hard to prove fraud in all the different states. Enough fraud to overturn the amount that Joe Biden's won by in each state. It would be really hard.
It would be a big count, but you know what? If you think about this, if really to the magnitude that it did go, you know, it would be really, really, really hard to catch them. Because think about it, even though there's cameras there, now they're accusing, saying it's 10 o'clock at night, 11, they shut the cameras off, and they said, we got more work to do, we're shutting down. And now, if there were cameras in there, what could you really prove? I mean, it's going to be really, really, really hard to gather all the data, all the evidence needed. I saw Rudy Giuliani on TV today, and he said he had witnesses and this and that, and we don't know what's going to happen, how far it's going to go.
Yeah, Rudy Giuliani's a man with no credibility. So, I mean, not very many people.
Put the top mob guys away in New York. I got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, well,
you know,
so is Trump.
Well, you guys, listen, I really appreciate your show. Keep up the good work, and I'll be listening.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Take care, Steve. Yeah. We go to Gary, my good friend Gary. How are you, Gary? Don't call me 2 o'clock in the morning anymore, please. How are you, Gary?
I'm so sorry. I apologize. Hey, listen, you're not going to like what I'm going to say any more than what you heard at 2 o'clock in the morning. I want to tell you two things. President Trump, for the sake of the whole country, should be a real man and man up and say, okay, I'm stepping down. Stepping down for the benefit of the whole country. And my other half of my message, even though I really needed you as a reference to get this job, but I'm not going to get it.
I'll get your reference anytime, Gary, but just don't call me 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. We'll both give you a reference.
I'm glad you said that on the airways. I admit it. Everybody knows Gary is a goofball and a screwball, and he drinks, and he can't sleep, and he's up thinking all the time. I just
That's a good resume for your job there, Gary.
I didn't want to wake you up. I just wanted to leave you a message. And it probably made no sense.
Well, you didn't call me once. You called me two times.
I know. I know, because there's nobody to talk to. There's three cats, and there's no one else left.
Now, that part, I could understand that, but at the same time, I also have a problem with insomnia. So when I don't fall asleep, it isn't good. So when I get woke up, I want to go crazy.
I hope your wife is okay.
And actually, she's home. She's back. She's home. She's doing well.
I don't want to dish this out over the airwaves, but between me and you, I don't believe in common ground. We have no common ground. And let the other side have their just desserts. Look out for what you wish for. It might come true. Let's let this pan out. Let President Trump be a real man and man it up and say, oh, my God, you know, you're not going through with the courts. It's just the way it is. They stole the election. Let them have it. They stole the. I believe that too. They stole it.
And how did they steal it?
You know what? I'm going to tell you right now. We're going to be divided on this. Everybody feels the same way. And the way things have gone down. I mean, you had 130, and this happened for fact. This is not 133,000 to zero votes. How can 133,000 votes come in at night? To zero. Mathematically impossible.
Happen.
It did happen.
It did
it's factually
happen.
It did happen. It's factually true. I'm telling you, it factually happened.
You have your own little Brian Shapiro.
You're talking about
fake news.
There's nothing.
It factually happened.
I'm talking to you.
Hey,
who is this guy?
Dean.
Oh, he's like Brian Shapiro's cousin over there on your show.
No, he's not.
All right, listen, I got to get off the air.
Gary, have a good one, my friend. Be good. Be well. Take care. Now, I don't want to argue anymore about it. I just want to just talk about the other things, okay? Because obviously we're not going to agree. By the way, watching these football games, how did you do in your first half? Did you get it in?
No. I didn't watch the end, but I don't believe I did.
You can't blink an eye with that Ohio State team.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, with all the surprises that we're seeing, if the House is as tight as it's getting – and the Senate maintains a 52 to 40 deal. My thing
52-48,
right? What my thing is that's at least they won't be able to do anything crazy for a few years. Now,
the Republicans are in a good spot,
right,
as far as I'm concerned.
And I agree, but here's the question for you. What if the Democrats name Nancy Pelosi as Speaker again? How big of a problem would that be, considering?
I think it's a problem personally, but I don't know how they're going to feel. A lot of people are concerned about it. I mean, some Democrats have spoken to it. So the moderate Democrats. So you have a fight between the moderate Democrats and the progressive Democrats right now. And with the Republicans picking up more seats in Congress, the Democrats have a majority, but seven seats belong to socialists. And, you know, the moderate Democrats and the socialists, there's a senator from, I mean, a congresswoman from Virginia. Her name is Abigail. What's her last name again? I'll think of it. But she was especially angry because she won her seat in Virginia, but... By a nose. And... a lot of Democrats, I guess that were her friends, lost fairly moderate Democrats who are not socialists, but they lost because they were portrayed as socialists. And she gave a very angry interview where she was saying, you know, the moderate Democrats don't deserve this, and we shouldn't speak the word socialism ever in the Democratic Party. And I think there's a lot of Democrats that agree with it. This is where Republicans, you know, the Republicans use it as a strategy. All the Democrats are socialists, but it's just not true. There's seven in Congress, but it just so happens now that the numbers have dwindled that those seven are going to make a difference, maybe for the Republicans. If they don't agree with the moderate Democrats and they don't vote with them, the Republicans, you know, probably can win some votes.
I think what you're seeing here is you have the two dramatic sides that argued. And right. it is what it is. 702-257-5396. Give us a call if you'd like. We're going to hold over. I got one call. We'll carry him over to the second half hour because we're almost ready for a break. But I will tell you what we definitely need to do. There's no question about it. We have got to have a voting system that's improved dramatically, number one. And number two, without question, you need to have voter identification. There's right. no reason why people cannot go and vote without ID. So especially with these new driver's license,
yeah.
you can't do anything without a new driver's license. Mm. So why aren't we doing things?
Well, I agree. We've done a whole show on it. But Pat, I got to ask you a question. You don't think that the mail-in ballot should count?
I didn't say that.
What did you say then?
No, I thought some of the mail-in ballots, the way they were processed, were very questionable. That's what I said. I didn't. What I'm saying is,
you understand there's a Republican and a Democrat, and the person doing it, and then
no.
Then
and I am going to tell you that I have. I can also tell you that there are people that were in a situation where they were supposed to go in the room and be a part of the process that were not allowed in.
Yeah, but there were people already in there.
No, and there were only Democrats. There were no Republicans allowed in here in Vegas.
Listen. Trump has the right to investigate. He has the right for recounts, and he has the right to investigate. But so far, there's been no proof. There's no evidence. There's no nothing. So until that comes out, you can't even say it's all speculation. It's all conjured up. The Georgia, the guy that was the head of the election in Georgia stated at a press conference, "I'm a Republican, but I take pride in making sure that this is an honest vote count. This is what we do. We count every vote, and it's an honest vote. And we have people watching. And somehow Trump's loss is losing in Georgia. You think they cheated? You think they allowed cheating in Georgia? It's so red. It's been so red. I mean, I know Atlanta's not red, but the guy who's the head of the election said, "I'm a Republican." I mean, you think they're cheating? The governor's Republican. The head of the election's Republican. Most of the people working are Republicans. But yet, they counted the votes. They counted them honestly, and Trump lost.
You don't hear me talking about Georgia.
What? Well, what do you think?
I definitely think there's a lot of issues with Michigan. I thought Pennsylvania and in Nevada. Arizona. I honestly believe the president of the United States lost in Arizona.
Do you think that they cheated enough votes to turn it around?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Where? Here in Nevada?
No, in Nevada, yes, for sure. Michigan, very questionable. And Pennsylvania, very questionable. As far as Arizona is concerned, no. I'll tell you something right now. If you look at the people in Arizona, the LDS women specifically and the LDS people of Arizona did not like the way Trump dealt with people. And they don't like the way his mannerisms, et cetera.
You don't think that's the case in the rest of the country?
I'm going to sit here and tell you. Arizona ideology, we're going to go to a break, but Arizona's ideology compared to Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, totally different. That's just, again, I'm looking at it differently, okay? But we're going to go to a break. We come back, we'll pick up, we got Will on the line, and whoever else wants to call at 702-257-5396, and we'll get it figured out. Stay tuned for more of Common Ground. Thank you.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Boost Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction? Well, I have great news. There is finally a treatment that does not require pills, injections, or surgery. Boost Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels, treating the root cause problem of ED, lack of blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology, showing that it is very effective. If you're ready to put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and throw the pills away, call us right now. We're running an unprecedented special. We'll give you the initial medical assessment, exam, and blood flow ultrasound totally free. Plus, we'll give you a special gift that produces instant results in the bedroom, all free. This is a $500 value, but to qualify, you must call in the next 2 minutes. The number is 702-710-5000. That's 702-710-5000. Call Boost Medical Clinic right now and put a stop to your erectile dysfunction. 702-710-5000.
The IRS IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-685-5688. 800-685-5688. 800-685-5688.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true, but it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-259-8642. 800-259-8642. 800-259-8642.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Mark Levin, weekdays 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., only on KDWN.
We're back. My name is Pat Casale with Dean Shulman. We are talking about what's going on. I mean, this is it can't get any more common than this right now. World is upside down, or is it right side up? We don't know. That's neither here nor there. But the bottom line is we do need to come together. We go to the phones. Will, how are you, sir?
Hey, good, Pat. And how are you and Dean doing?
Pretty good. How about you, Will?
Great, great. Now, look, I just pulled up, if I might kick off here. I just pulled up on the site here. Joe Biden received $75,034,000. Trump received $70,709,000.
Wow.
And some plus or minus a few. And I want to state this. The 70,709,000 votes for Trump, I don't think there's any false voting there whatsoever. I don't think there's a one there. Okay. Now, setting that aside.
what do you mean by cross-voting?
Well, what I mean is I just don't see a Trump person doing a voter fraud issue. I might be wrong, but the intensity of our belief and support for this man and what he's gone through, I just don't see.
You don't think any Republican is capable of doing
things? No. He's talking about right now, this past election. He's not talking about ever. He's saying that he doesn't think that there was any craziness in the Trump election.
I don't think there was any craziness in the Democrat for Biden either. I don't think any Democrat would do that.
Okay, now, all right, I just wanted to make that so you know where I'm at. I'm a Trump supporter.
Right, I understand.
All right, now, Now, what I'd like to mention, I'm going to just mention these things down, then I'm going to tell you why they need to be done, and if I might. One is electoral votes, term limits, voter ID, process of election, two-party system. There's 60 days, I think, to January 20th. We have 60 days between now and January 20th right. to do something here, to learn from things. And given the magnitude of the assaults on this president and the division of this great country at this particular time, I really think something needs to be done. I'm not sure what. The first time these people head for our gun rights or more of our freedom of speech or illegal aliens, I think you're going to see the likes of a civil war we've never seen before.
No one's going after the Second Amendment. The only thing any Democrat wants to do is maybe some common sense gun laws.
I'm going to tell you, Dean, mark my word, before you go there, because you're not wrong. They're not going after it yet. But God forbid there is any kind of craziness that goes on over the course of the next few months.
I promise you, Joe Biden's not going after the Second Amendment. I would stake anything on it.
So what he said that he was, you're saying he was lying.
No, he said common sense gun laws. He never said he was going after
the Second Amendment. When they said you're going after our guns, he said, yes, we are.
Said that.
Gentlemen, if I might, I didn't accuse him of going after. I'm trying to tell you how fragile, how sparkable our differences are.
Yeah.
We've reached the tipping point in this country, in my opinion. And the first time Biden and Kamala head for our weapons, I'm telling you that the people I know, it's going to spark. And if it sparks, this will be uncontainable. It'll be unpredictable.
So, Will, let me ask you a question, because me and Pat talked about this, right? I don't want to touch the Second Amendment, but I can tell you something I'm in favor of. I think everybody that owns a gun should have to take a gun safety class. I think it should be mandatory. Do you know how many retired cops and retired military guys would love to teach a gun safety class? And if it was required, you know how many people would make money? The state would make money. Instructors would make money. Gun ranges would make money. A lot of money would come into every economy. I've talked to Pat. Pat agreed with me on that. You know, is that something that you would be in favor of or no?
Well, here's the difficulty I have. On talk radio, which is failing us also, there's only a limited amount of time to make your point. And the points are becoming so complex that we can't do it in a minute or 6 minutes. So I have to agree, some of yours is a rational foundation. But to answer your question directly, even though I don't want to talk about this, in my world, you can own a tank.
Well, you're a libertarian. I mean, that's a libertarian philosophy.
But let me finish. The problem is that I get to shoot you if I feel threatened.
Right.
So in my world, I'm very concerned about those people who want to do harm to me against my will. But could I avoid your question and go back? What I tried to do is list some points that I felt were pertinent: electoral votes, the term limits, the voter ID, the process in which we elect, the two-party system, and here's why. We need, I mentioned this, I think, to somebody else, but Dean, he needs to call a national Congress. He needs to call a national state of emergency. But I think Professor Gershowitz said he can't do that. He needs to gather our people up in a Star Wars or Lord of the Rings moment. We need to all gather together. And never in my lifetime, ever again, should I be afraid of my vote either being by an illegal citizen or not getting there, or not being able to be quantified and qualified. I don't care if we're going to use DNA, fingerprints, blockchain.
Well, we agree with you, Will. We agree. Me and Pat both agree with that.
Okay, now
we did a whole show about it. I mean, we agree. It's crazy that in this day and age with the technology that we have, that voting can't be absolutely 100% secure. There should not be a question.
Yes, and not only that, but the reason for that is everything we do is going to be for naught if we don't do that right now.
Nobody in Congress is talking about it.
Well, that's all they ever do. Trump is the first one we've ever elected, in my opinion, that literally went into that deep swamp to back these people off. And nobody wants to talk about this. I'll tell you who those people are. Those people are public employee union members. They're the people who want entitlements. It's the educational industry. And God knows, I had no idea the media was so deep and so pervert. And to see big tech and these people come into this play, and then the pandemic, I've declared this battle between Trump and Biden to be somewhere between the Antichrist and the Messiah. When you look at the people behind Biden,
the Democrats think Trump's the Antichrist. The Republicans think that Biden's the Antichrist. I mean,
but being such a divided nation is the most terrifying thing I could imagine.
But listen, let me just explain something to you too. The when you're talking about the divisiveness that you're talking about, I mean, Biden just did a whole speech on unity, trying to bring people together. And when you have, in my opinion, the Democrats, when you're talking about the technology that we have and the ability to cast a vote in 1 second and really have the election like on American Idol, they vote on TV and they have the results in 2 seconds. I mean, we have the technology to do that. Mitch McConnell's not saying to do that. There's more Democrats in this country than there are Republicans. And if everybody got to vote digitally like that, the Republicans might not win a thing ever.
Well, Dean. Well, here's I agree with that, and I didn't want to get too bogged down here because what I wanted to do is give a sweeping consideration for you. The other thing is that when we define this once and for all, no illegal has a right. That's the thing that really ticks me off here. But no, remember, I never should fear my vote ever again. It's going to be transported or transmitted. It's going to be recorded properly, and I'm never going to worry, find you suspect for participating in it. And suggesting that, I'm suggesting the death threat, a death penalty for those people who would breach one of the most sacred conveyances of trust we have, which is right to vote. Now, if we come back, if we vary from this at all, it should go to the process of election. The way we elect these people, let me tell you something. These people owe me that damn debate. The first thing I want is a medical checkup. I'm not paying for somebody's cancer any damn more. I want a mental capability check. I want the electronic scan before the debate. I don't want any more of those people that want to be movie stars and breasted up and would take them a minute and a half to ask a simple question. I don't want any more of those people. I want 50 yes or no questions and 100 policy questions which get submitted by both parties. If we have to rely on lie detectors test, I want a time clock. These people owe us that ability to look into them under the premises of an affidavit of testimony against perjury. The other thing is this.
Which people are you talking about? The people that counted the votes?
No, what I'm trying to show is some of these things are interlinked. You can't do one without doing the other. Right now, it's damn well time we settle the voter ID and process of how we settle that, so we'll never be mistrust again. But when you get into there, some people are going to want to vary the conversation because it's complex and interwoven. And if we do that, I'm suggesting if we do vary, it has to be the process. To have Biden hang out in a basement or to have the media go after Trump, there has to be some process under which we have expectations of conduct or protocol and discussion. So we need to have that. And America, now, keep this is why this is big. Let me tell you why this is big, gentlemen. Ready? If we do this, and I haven't got the term limits and the two-party system yet.
After this point here, I got to let you go. I have other callers.
And thank you so much for the gracious.
Well, you waited long enough. I appreciated it.
Thank you. If we do this, gentlemen, Trump is the only man, in my opinion, who can do this. He can do this with Pence and with Kamala and with Biden all in one arena. Remember, I'm talking Star Wars or Lord of the Rings, great conglomeration of American citizens. The point is the whole world will be watching this moment. Gentlemen, we will set the standards for a free people and a free thinking and accountability like mankind's never done before. And keep in mind, again, now, when you say, well, that's just too dramatic. No, it's not. We have the founding fathers in the position, the most corrupted part of the election we know of. We have the 100-year pandemic. We have big tech now turning on us in multiple things. We have a road to going to Mars. We have the climate, the environment. We have a divided nation who can hurt each other. We have rioters in the streets. They're being financed by governments behind them, using the police to protect them so the right-wingers don't go after them. This goes to depth of division. What I'm suggesting to you is that the magnitude of this moment is so large and so wondrous that Trump and I'd reach out and let Biden and them sit there, but let's settle this, and the whole world, I think, will find a new sense of connectivity, a new sense of moral standards. It doesn't matter what your race, creed.
And it has to be done without Trump.
Will, I appreciate your call. Thank
Trump
you so much.
Trump is not capable of doing that, Will. Other people are, and Nikki Haley, other Republicans are, Nikki Haley.
Well, hopefully that'll happen in a future. We got more callers. Let's get him. We got Raid. Right. Hey, Raid, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing, Pat?
Really good, sir.
Well, you probably heard this before, but there's plenty of evidence. There's the 138,000 in Michigan, Detroit. The votes dropped in the middle of the night. Project Veritas has got people lined up with affidavits. You've got the guy in Philadelphia, that the state's attorney general saying this state is going to go to Biden 2 days before the actual election. You know, there's plenty of evidence.
There is not one single shred.
Because they didn't let people in to see.
There's not one single shred of fraud.
They did not let. They kicked out the Republicans.
I'm not saying
the Republicans. They kicked out the Republicans.
No, there was already people in there.
No, there were no Republicans in here, especially in Clark County. No, they're wrong. You're wrong. You're totally wrong. You don't know. I'm telling you, you're wrong.
You're 100%
no,
wrong.
No, Dean, do me a favor. You weren't there. We had our people that got turned away.
They
could come in and stand 100 feet away.
Show me one credible news story.
I'll tell you what. Want me to get the guy on the phone? You want to talk to the guy?
What?
That was there. You want me to get the guy on the phone who got turned away?
Yeah.
I will get him.
Where? Michigan?
No, here in Vegas.
Yeah, sure.
I'll get him for you. I'll call him right now.
You got affidavits from people.
And listen,
okay?
You have to understand something.
For you not to admit it is a problem.
Listen,
you call yourself whatever you call yourself, a conservative.
Listen, here's something that you guys don't seem to understand. With mail-in ballots, right? The Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and I believe Michigan, but I'm not sure. I know Pennsylvania for sure wasn't allowed to count mail-in ballots until the day of the election. In Florida, they were allowed to count mail-in ballots on purpose.
They knew in advance that the mail-in ballots were going to be.
No,
totally
it was Republican. The Democratic governor. No. Listen to me. The Democratic governor of Pennsylvania.
They operated on chaos.
No, listen to me, because you have it all wrong. The Democratic governor of Pennsylvania went to the legislature and asked to change the law so that they could start counting mail-in ballots earlier. The Republican legislature said no. You're not listening to me, and then you can talk. Listen to me.
You know what, Dean? Calm down.
Listen to me, and then you can talk. The governor of Pennsylvania went to the Republican legislature and said, let us change the law for this election to start be able to count mail-in ballots early. The Republican legislature said no. They said no. They voted no. They said no. They wanted to keep it the same. So they didn't start counting mail-in ballots until the day of the election on Tuesday. That's why in Florida, where they were allowed to count mail-in ballots, that's why Biden had the lead early. And then as the regular votes came in, he wound up winning.
I knew it went 3 months ago when they passed that law in Nevada in the middle of the night.
Which they did.
At like a thief.
3 o'clock in the morning. Raid, thank you. I have the guy here in Nevada who was a pollster who couldn't get in. His name is Pat. I'm going to get him on the phone right now. Thank you for your call. So we have Pat Lamparelli, who is a gentleman who's a fellow Republican, who worked, and then the amount of hours he's put in trying to get in there and got turned away. Pat, this is Dean. Tell him what happened this week when you tried to go in there. What happened? When you were supposed to watch the poll watcher.
Were you a person that was supposed to go watch?
Yeah, I was an observer for the Republican Party. I was assigned to go to a community center called William Pearson Community Center. It was November 3rd. It was the day of the election, and I got a lot of hostile looks because
at a place where you vote or a place where you count.
This is the place where you actually vote.
Oh, that's 100% different.
Wait, he's going to tell you the other thing.
Apples and oranges.
He's not done yet.
Well, when you say apples and oranges, what are you looking at?
We're talking about people counting the vote, observing the count, not observing the vote.
Right. That's down at Trade Center. Right. At Trade
Center. This is apples and oranges.
No. Tell me. No, he was an observer. Let him talk.
I was also down at Trade Drive. Trade Drive is where they actually do the counting, along with Greystone. I was at both of them. And I've seen a few things that I had to, you know, raise my eyebrows about, and I questioned it a few times, and I didn't get the answers I was looking for. I filled out a report already that they wanted me to, and I listed down all the concerns I had on why I thought that, you know, things were going on that shouldn't, and I put them down.
Were you certified somehow to go into the counting center?
Yeah.
You were supposed to go to the counting center and observe.
I was an observer on Trade Drive.
You were actually.
I was one of the three people that was certified to go into Trade Drive to do the observation on the counting and on the mailing, on the mail-in votes.
And you and they wouldn't let you in.
So and I was one of the very few observers that was able to go in there.
Oh, so
no,
you did get
tell them about it. First, though, you weren't able to get in.
No, you got in. No, he's saying he got in. So this is all, Pat, you're
yeah,
all wrong.
In, but,
number one,
but,
he
but,
got
but,
he
but,
was observing count and you got in.
I got in, but they didn't want to let me in.
How long did it take you to get in, Pat?
Over an hour to eventually get in.
But you got in and you observed.
Yeah, I did it and I did get observed.
And you got but to observe. So did you see see anything fraudulent going on?
Yeah, but I can't say over I can't say right now. Okay? I did list everything that I seen. And a lot of it I didn't like. And
not liking and fraudulent are two different things. But what, were they following state laws and procedures?
Well, that's what I questioned. I questioned if they were. I didn't think they were. And I questioned it.
Okay.
And, you know, I had to put it down. So
right
now it's in the hands of the attorneys.
All right.
And I did question a lot of things that should have happened.
So you got in. You just didn't like what you saw when you got in.
Eventually, when I did get in, I questioned a few of the things that I immediately seen that were not normal. I mean, if you were a counter, if you were doing it right, there was a few things that definitely weren't normal, and I questioned it, and I think I'm right. So we will see. We will see once I get with the attorneys, once everything comes out, once I get my deposition in there. You know, if everything matches what everyone else has observed in different areas, then we have a problem. You know, it's just not me. I think there's at least 25 to 30 observers that had concerns that put down their.
And they were all Republicans?
No, actually not.
Okay, so that, you know.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was sitting with a couple of Democrat observers, too.
Right, and they didn't like what they saw either?
Well, they questioned it. It's not they didn't like it. You know, they questioned why is this going this way and why is this happening this way? If it's just a regular count, shouldn't it be this way? You know, things like that.
Right.
And we all.
So the Democrats and the Republicans didn't like the way it was being counted.
Yeah, in some aspects, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Hey, Pat, thank you for the time, buddy. I appreciate you.
All right.
We have another call. By the way, I got audio for you to listen to real quick about Joe Biden and the guns. Please, Denise.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. Everyone,
that's not Joe
that was
Biden.
that was Beto.
That's Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah, she's looking for Joe Biden also.
He's not president.
No, that was Beto. Let's go to Frank on line 4. Hey Frank, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Well, I thought I was going to get to watch some college football and listen to your show. And Goebbels couldn't be more prouder of the CIA operated networks, which I will never go to for news again. But they interrupted to put the criminal Biden, who had a big, why the FBI hadn't locked him up a month ago, I don't know. And then Kamala. Who the demon rat party did? What she was the second one out in the running of what 12, 14, 15 candidates, and she was out number two. Now she's one step from the White House, and I have to listen to them talk about unity and how we need to come together. Are you kidding me? Two quick things, gentlemen. This thing on vote, people got to historically understand that it was the ruling elite of the 13 colonies that were very concerned about who gets to vote. Because when you're voting, you're voting for someone that's going to make laws over you. And we don't want a king anymore. We don't want royal decrees.
And the Democrats all feel like Trump wanted to be king.
Yeah, well, executive orders. Okay, so we've got rich people that want to know, okay, we want to know who's voting. And we got some other guy in the 20th century that murdered an estimated 60 million people of his own people, and all he cared about was who counted the vote. And I'm going to leave you with this quote from one of the originators of the Constitution and a brilliant mind. And he said this, and I quote, "The tree of liberty will probably need to be sown with the fertilizer of revolution every 20 years. 1776 is upon us, and this is what the Second Amendment's all about, baby. Thanks for your time, guys.
Thank you. You know, it's interesting.
He's got guns, though. Why? I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I know what the Second Amendment says, but if you don't think Democrats have guns, you're nuts.
No, I think
if you
so.
Think the only one with guns are Republicans, that you got.
Well, if you're living in northern, if you live in Northern California, the only person getting with a CCW, or the one person who has, there's only six in the whole area, and there's three of them belong to Nancy Dianne Feinstein. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
but that's a whole other story.
What?
I mean, I think what's going to happen over the course of the next week. Maybe sooner, or longer. I don't know, but I just hope this thing doesn't get dragged out through the courts.
Right.
And frankly, we need to move on. I mean, I it was funny because I've received many calls.
Yeah.
And what do you think's going to happen? I'm like, I think you lost.
Right.
And here's the gun thing for you that Denise wants to play.
All right.
So to gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns.
Bingo. You're right. If you have an assault weapon. The fact of the matter is, they should be illegal, period.
Well,
every gun's an assault weapon, my friend.
No, he said assault rifle.
Okay, so define an assault rifle.
An automatic weapon.
Oh, well, automatic weapons you and I can't get without getting clearance from the FBI and the Secret Service.
Right. Well, that's what he's talking about.
Well, I don't think we should. I mean, that's a whole different argument. I mean, the average person doesn't need one. What do I need an automatic weapon for?
Well, then you agree with him.
I don't think I need a machine gun, but I tell you right,
right
now, they call the AR-15, which stands for air light, not because right. it's a lighter gun. It's a hunt rifle. It's some kind of automatic weapon.
Right.
Well, it happens to be easy to get. It's inexpensive.
Right. Well, that was never, you know, what's banned is, what are they called, the clips that turn them into automatic weapons?
Well, again, you see, I'll sit here and tell you this. I've never been fond of anybody who can convert a weapon into something more dangerous than it already is.
Right.
I've never supported that.
Right.
Okay, I think when you buy these little cartridges and you can turn a regular gun into an automatic.
So you're putting limitations on guns, which libertarians are the farthest right. They don't want any limitations. Like, who was the caller that said you should be able to have a tank? Was it Will? Or
I don't know. I mean, again, what do I need a tank for?
You know, libertarians, if you want a nuclear bomb on your land, you could essentially have one according to the libertarian platform, but. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. No, there's more guns than people in this country. There's no way to take them anyway. No one's coming after the guns. You know, automatic weapons, there's a debate about that for sure. There's a lot of people that, you know, don't see a reason to have why people should have automatic weapons in their possession. We're not at war.
So we got about 40 seconds, my friend. So we're about to wrap this up. But you know what? That was an interesting show.
Yeah. I think what Trump's going to do is he's going to start his own TV network. He's got 70 million viewers already.
Maybe more.
Maybe more.
We'll figure that out. We'll figure that out next week. But it went by fast, didn't it?
Yeah, it's a good show.
All right, my friend, you have a good one, and
peace.
Stay well.
Hope and peace in the future.
Yeah, and everybody out there, you know, keep the fight. Good fight. Be prideful in America, and let's move forward. God bless you all. We'll see you next week.